Aloha, is this Jeremiah?
Yes.
Hey, this is Shaw with the Bank of Cardiff. Just returning your call.
Yes, ma'am. I got a phone call from you yesterday. I think we tried to do some financing a couple months ago, and we didn't do it. And we're just looking to proceed with that.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. Yeah, it looks like you were working with one of our associates here. Looks like about 3 months ago. So you said you were looking to buy a loader, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me look and see if I already have the any kind of quotes or invoice. Okay. So it looks like we didn't receive anything from you when we last spoke. Who are you buying the loader from?
Well, I was just I have actually a couple loaders in mind.
Okay.
I just most of them are from dealers, but I was just depending on what I could get financed for was what
Okay.
depending on what I was going to go with.
Sure, okay. So you're deciding between a few pieces and see which one's going to be
Right.
better. Okay.
Right.
Are these you or n used or new?
Oh, they're all used.
Used. Okay. And what's like the ballpark range of the price?
Anywhere from 20 to 50.
20 to 50. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you hold on for just a second?
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks. Sorry about that. Okay, so they're between 20 to 50,000, depending on which one you go with.
Yes, ma'am.
Nice. And do you already have loaders that you're replacing or you're just adding on?
I'm replacing.
Replacing? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And how long did that one last you for?
Oh, man.
A while? 10 years?
Yes, I've actually owned it for 10 years myself, and it was used when I bought it.
Oh, okay. I was a good guess then. I said 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, it was longer than that, but you owned it for 10. Okay.
But the one the we've been trying to get financing and we've been having trouble. The main reason we've been having trouble is because our business bank account, we were having troubles with our business bank.
Okay.
So we closed that account and we
Okay.
started depositing the account in a different account, but it wasn't like the account wasn't named under the business name.
Okay.
So that they were having trouble saying that that was considered a personal account and that it wasn't in the business's name, and so they couldn't verify the income.
I see. Whose
Is
account is
that
it
a
then?
problem?
Whose account is it?
I mean, it's me and my wife are partners, so it's both for
Okay.
our bank account.
Okay, so it just basically says your name and not like the business name.
Correct.
Okay. And how many months of bank statement do you have under that name or the new account?
It was about 6 months, but
6 months.
we've reopened up another
Okay.
business checking account, but we have not deposited anything through it or anything. We just opened up another one with a new bank.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
we were just getting ate up with fees at our last banks. That's why we just went ahead and canceled it. And until we could find another bank to deal with, that's what we did.
I see, okay. So basically it looks like it's a personal account and not a business account. Okay.
Right, and
So what
that's
I
what they were saying.
okay, so what I can do is before I run your credit or do anything like that, I can look at the statements first and have the underwriter take a peek at it. If they say that, it looks like we can do something, then we can proceed. We'll proceed with the next step of, running the credit and things like that. But it shouldn't be a problem. I mean, I've had other customers that have had, multiple accounts, some personal, some business, and it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Okay, and then how would you rate your credit?
It's not good.
Okay.
I think the last time I checked it was like 527, so it's not that great.
Okay. When did you check it?
A couple months ago.
Okay. And how's your wife's credit?
It's probably around about the same thing. It's not that
Okay.
great.
Okay. All right. So around maybe the fives too.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so that's it's below the national average, but we still have programs that will, fit your credit tier. And then do you have like a deadline on when you want to bring this piece of equipment
Well, yeah, actually,
on?
yeah, actually, with our old loader is actually down right now, so we've been
Oh.
not in operation. So,
Oh wow.
we have to get we have we really need something by like Monday, really. I mean,
Oh
I know
wow.
it's
Okay.
fast, but
Okay.
yeah, the operation is not even working right now, so until we get a loader. So,
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, so yeah, we definitely need to take care of this ASAP then. Okay.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I said, yeah, we definitely need to take care of this ASAP so you can actually,
Yes,
do
yes.
your projects. So basically, your whole operation is like kind of depending on getting this piece of equipment because
Yes,
the other
ma'am,
one's broken.
definitely.
Okay. And then, do you have any other pieces of equipment you're looking to buy or any other like capital needs?
Well, I mean, yeah, we always can use capital.
Okay.
See, I buy huge tracts of timber.
Sure.
So I might have to drop $20,000 on one tract of timber. So I mean, it's a lot of times like we might get like a quick 6 month loan or something like for that
Yeah.
for doing that kind of thing. Or
Yeah.
I mean, but it just all depends on the circumstances
See,
and
yeah.
but
Do you have any
yeah.
projects coming up where you're gonna need to drop that 20,000?
Actually, I have three,
You have
actually.
wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and
When are they
let's
starting?
see here. Well, actually, as soon as we can get this loader back going, we're probably gonna start in the next couple weeks. So,
Okay.
but
Okay. Okay, so I can take a look and see, what like the max amount that we can qualify you for. Because
okay.
it sounds like you can use some of the cash for the projects too, along with the loader.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay. And then what was your gross annual sales like last year?
Last year in a 6 month period, we did 115,000.
Okay.
So, like I said, that's in a 6 month period, but that was when basically I had a partner
Yeah.
and it was actually my dad. My dad was my other partner, and he retired. My
Okay.
wife took over and bought his half. So now me and my wife are partners. And since that period of time, that was 6 months left in last year, and we grossed 115.
Oh, okay, nice. Did you guys change names of the business when your wife took over the
No,
other half? No?
we
Okay.
did not. Everything's still the same. Same tax ID number and everything. It's just different owners.
Okay, so do you think like in a year it's about 250, 300, something like that?
Yes, ma'am. Right in that
Okay.
range.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. I'm just gonna confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business since I have your file pulled up here. I have that you've been in business since 2007.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I also have your billing address as 136 Thomas Humphrey Road.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, you guys have a street named after you guys, huh?
Yeah, that's my grandfather, and
Oh.
he's got a huge farm, and so
Nice.
the road is named after him.
Nice. Okay. And then you guys do log do you guys do logging and construction?
No, we don't do construction. We do we buy and sell timber and we
Okay.
log.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sounds good. Cool. So what I can do right now is I'm gonna send over the application. I still have your email here. Just want to make sure I got it right. I have jerryh332@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm gonna send over the application. It's just a one-page application. Need most recent 6 months of the bank statement. most recent business tax return.
Okay.
And then do you have any other loans out right now?
I have one out. I have one lease and one loan.
Okay. Who are they due?
I'm sorry?
Who are they with?
One's with, the financing is through North Mill Equipment Finance.
Mm-hmm. And then, do you know what the other one is through?
Financial Pacific Leasing, I think it's Financial Pacific Leasing is the one that we have a lease through.
Oh, okay. And so you have one with North Mill Equipment Financing, you have one with Financial Pacific?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so they're both equipment lease.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, and then if you can also just send, I know you're deciding on between a few pieces of equipment, but if you can send over any kind of quarter invoices for, maybe you can narrow it down for one or two pieces. If you can send a quarter invoice for those, so I can take a peek at those.
Okay. I don't know if I have any of the invoices.
That's okay. I can circle back and get it later if you don't have it yet. But you can just start looking at it while I work on your file too.
Okay.
Mhm. Cool. So I'll send over to you right now. Do you know when you might be able to get it into me?
I'll go ahead and do it right now.
Okay. Sounds good. Yes, yeah, especially if you need to, take care of this being at the
exactly.
month, beginning of the next week. So. Once you send everything in to me, I can probably get you an answer within a day.
Okay.
Okay? All right. I'll
talk
to you later.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.